809, Mix 94.7 KMCH. Allison wins. Santa's number three elf. You were number one. What happened? You dropped in the rankings. Oh, we don't want to talk about it on there. All right. Allison went along with us. How are you, friend? How are things?
I am awesome. Thank you very much. How about yourself?
I'm well. Getting ready for Christmas time. Getting ready for the big blizzard. Do you have all your shopping done?
Actually, I do. I have my husband to thank for that.
But good.
Yes. Yes, good. We're ready.
Now, will he be the one that's running the snowblower later this week then, too?
I might be.
Oh, you might, huh?
Yeah, I might be.
Well, because you got Christmas to get through, then you got a big, busy to-do next week. Let's talk about it.
We are having a blood drive. Thank you. Yes, Wednesday, December 28th from 11 to 5:30, we are having a blood drive up at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. I just want to reach out to everybody who's listening today. Maybe grab a pencil because I have some good information for you. When you're gathering with your family and friends over the holidays,
don't draw blood.
Wait till Wednesday to draw the blood.
That's just a good tip anyway.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But seriously, think about how nice it is to be sitting around with all of those people and be grateful that, you know, that they're healthy, because a lot of people aren't. So the Red Cross is coming to town to draw blood next Wednesday, the 28th, from 11 to 5:30. I checked online. We have 57 open slots to fill between now and Wednesday. So I'm going to give you the 1-800 number so you can call and get scheduled. It's 1-800-733-2767. So you can get scheduled. Walk-ins are welcome, okay. But just know that you're probably going to have to wait.
Gotcha.
Speaking of the blizzard that's coming, one of the other things that I wanted to remind folks that the Red Cross has put out, they would also like for you to be prepared for some of these situations. Mm-hmm. You know, the Red Cross is everywhere, but you can help too. When we think about the storms that we have, et cetera, et cetera. Like a year ago, there was freezing rain that shut everything down. I think it was in Texas, you know.
Yep.
So there are things that you can do in your home to be prepared. And you can go online to theredcross.org/prepare, and they have a great list of things to put together before an emergency happens. Super easy.
Yep.
Water for everybody, medications on hand. There's just some really good checklists. So again, when you're with family, it would probably be a good idea to discuss what you would do in the event of emergency. So go to theredcross.org/prepare.
I'm going to ask you a weird question, but this is a serious question. So everybody's going to be eating a lot of food. Everybody's going to be eating a lot of candy the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to be worried about, well, my blood sugar is going to be so high because of all the candy I had, I can't donate blood now?
No.
Okay,
no,
gotcha.
No, and there are people who cannot give because they are on certain medications for their health, and we understand that. And we ask those people to just be advocates. If you can't give, please ask your friends and neighbors to give.
Gotcha.
Hopefully by Wednesday, the streets will be clear and the weather will
be
a little bit warmer.
We got a lot of stuff we got to do.
Right. So, no, we do ask that you plan ahead and come out. There are also things that you can do between now and next week to make sure that you're ready. Eat iron-rich foods like red meat, fish, beans. Poultry and spinach can replace iron in your cells between donations. Foods that are high in vitamin C, like oranges, can help your body absorb the iron when you eat it. Try to avoid coffee, tea, and caffeinated drinks because they can reduce iron absorption.
Okay.
So you have a week to kind of
get in
prepared
shape,
so when you get there, you can do the job.
And then, so what time does this all start then next Wednesday?
11 o'clock
till
5:30. And I have some dates going into the next year, so if you people want to jot these down, there will be also be blood drives on January 18th, February 22nd, March 15th, and April 19th. So we were watching football recently, and I was thinking about how many people sit in those stadiums, roughly 80,000 fans in a stadium.
Unless you're the Dolphins, and it's like 10,000. They're not that
fair. Fair. I'm not going to expand on that. But if just a quarter of those people would take an hour to donate blood, that could impact over 60,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not hard. It's not hard. There's refreshments afterwards.
There's always cookies and punch
and
stuff.
Yeah, there's always snacks. Yeah. Mm. So we just ask that when you're together for the holiday season, you just share the information, come out, when the streets are cleared and meet us up at the fairgrounds.
Do you need people, Allison, like, hey, I will man the cookie tray or I will help walk people back and forth? Do you need volunteers like that?
We actually are set up for that day. We do have a good network of people there, but we're always taking other volunteers too.
Gotcha. Because I could keep an eye on the cookie tray.
Okay. Oh.
I mean, look at me. I've kept an eye on many a cookie tray in
my
life.
I'm writing you in.
Phone number and where people can get those appointments on the books for next Wednesday.
The number is 1-800-733-2767. The next blood drive is Wednesday, the 28th, from 11 to 5:30.
Always good to see you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too.
So the one gift that you want under the tree this year is what?
I want blood donations.
Okay, that's kind of vampiristic. I don't know about that.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all right.
I mean, most people like, I want a new train or a bike or something. Oh, I want blood.
I want blood.
Always good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Allison Wynn with us. You're going to see her smiley face on our website here shortly at KMCH.com.
Financial strategies and Dave's complete construction.